The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, so many people are facing a health insurance price hike and wondering what their options are. So we've asked Dermot Good to pop into us. Dermot is a health insurance expert with healthinsuranceireland.ie. Hello, Dermot.
Good morning, Claire.
Up and up and up the prices go.
No good news, I'm afraid, for your listeners. So what's happened is, if I just put a bit of context on this. So Irish Life Health went to a 5% in January, and then we had Level Health had their increase in February, which is around 4%. And as we know, VHI just went up on the 1st of March by about 3%. So VHI's average is the lowest of all of them so far. But now we have Laya Healthcare. They just announced from the 1st of April, both themselves and Irish Life are now moving from the 1st of April. Laya by an average of 4.7%. And Irish Life again, now bear in mind, they only went up in January. So this is another increase of 5.9% average from April. And I suppose, and by the way, Level Health again are passing on the levy increase, which is about an extra €48 per adult. So they're passing that on. So it's even difficult to keep up with all of the increases. And if I'm saying that, I can imagine now what consumers are thinking about this.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's difficult for us to keep up with the number of questions that are coming in, Dermot, for you. So I'm going to get to them because people really need answers on this. I'm a single female, 48. I'm living in Mayo. No major health issues. I've the medical card renewed yearly, but I'm not sure how long I'll have it for. With Irish Life for years, this person is currently with them on the first plan extra, but I don't have the private hospitals on the policy, so I'm not sure if the policy I have is benefiting me. What's your advice to that person?
Okay, so they're on the first plan extra, which is about €560 for the year. And what I'd say to anybody on these entry-level plans, and I hate saying this because it's still €560, they really don't give you any cover at all. They only cover public hospitals. And as people now may be aware, a lot of consultants now have these public-only contracts in the public hospital. So getting to see a consultant privately in a public hospital is becoming more and more challenging. In fact, I predict within 2 to 3 years, those plans will actually become obsolete. So what I would say to that person and anybody on the entry-level plans, you need to be on plans that cover public and private hospitals. And that means doubling your cost, but effectively doubling your cover. So they should check out a plan with Irish Life Health right now called My Plan 350, which is basically double the cost. It's €1,100. Or, by the way, the two best value schemes right now, Laya Healthcare have Access Health, which is €1,040. And I think the new provider, Level Health, who, by the way, will give you free travel insurance, I think theirs is €1,070. But I would say to anybody now on those entry-level plans, upgrade your cover now when you're healthy. Get cover for the public and the private hospitals. If you do it when you're healthy, you have the cover. If you wait until you develop a medical condition and then you do it, they will keep you on the old lower plan for 2 years. But unfortunately now we're dealing with this all the time, trying to get scans done privately or trying to use those plans for private hospitals, they're going to find that there's very limited cover on those plans.
So from what you're saying as a general rule, would a single person need to be paying just north of €1,000 a year to get a decent basic cover?
That's exactly it. Okay. We used to have a guideline of about €100 a month, €1,200. In fairness, some of the insurance companies now, with Level Health came in, they prompted this. We now have plans that are just over €1,000. But yes, right now, that is pretty much the baseline. And for anybody who's thinking, is that value for money? Once again, a day case procedure, colonoscopy, gastroscopy, mole removal, they're roughly about €1,500 in a private hospital. So they're the types of plans you really need to be looking at.
Okay. This listener is currently with VHI. The plan they have is Provident Care. 2 adults and 2 kids on the policy. The premium has increased dramatically this year. Is there a similar policy at a better price?
Okay. So this is a plan that VHI brought out for, they took over the old ESB scheme. And last week it was €1,875. It's now gone up by €200 to, I think, about €2,070. It's still, believe it or not, a good plan. And there's some little extra benefits on those plans. However, I would say to that person, before you renew on that plan, phone up VHI, 2 plans, PMI 4316, which is €1,770, and PMI 3513, which is €1,930. You might be able to save between €100 and €300. So once again, and even if somebody wasn't listening to this show as such, like, the advice we give to everybody now is, before you renew on a plan, you know, and take that increase, phone up the insurance company and challenge them to find you something similar that fits last year's premium. Mm. You know, and you'd be surprised, like VHI now, I mentioned PMI 4316 and PMI 3513. Claire, they have 70 of those plans now, like designed for corporate clients. But we can, any of us can join those plans. But the problem is, they probably know fine well, people are not going to go to all those plans one by one. So they can mask a lot of really good deals in there for the corporates. And that's the game. I would suggest that person phones them up and get them to explain exactly how those two plans compare to their current plan.
Okay, this listener, Connor, is 55, never had health insurance, never felt that he needed it, but now needs to get an MRI due to bad knees and a bad back. They get a company discount of 10% from Leia, but is dyslexic. So Connor finds it really difficult to find a policy because of what you've just described to us, the 70 policies in one company and so on.
So I would suggest for Connor, so the good news is he can join any plan. And two very good plans with Leia right now. The mid-level one that we mentioned, which is, and you should start with Leia because of the 10% discount. But the mid-level one is Access Health at 1,040. And then there's a good new corporate plan they brought out called Inspire Health, which is just under 1,500 euro. So that's the good news. The bad news is because he's 55, if he's never had cover before, he's going to have to factor in these age loadings. And now that means he's 21 years over the threshold. He will have a 42% loading on his policy, which will stay with him for 10 years.
42%?
It's 2%, Claire, for every year over 34. So once again, anybody who's thinking of joining, in fact, I would say now, anybody who has friends, family returning back to Ireland, moving here, if they take out cover within 9 months, so maybe Connor has just moved here, okay? If he has and he takes out cover within 9 months, he can eliminate those age loadings completely. Or if he ever had cover previously, dig out those details because they'll give him credit for that. But if he has no previous insurance and he's living here more than 9 months, I know every trick in the book. There's no way around those loadings. He has to pay that. And if he doesn't join before his next birthday, it goes up by another 2%. So he needs to be very careful
that
with that as well.
Very significant. This listener says, our policy doesn't renew until August. Can we renew earlier? Because we've several changes to make, including the older kids who are very much adults. Can you renew early?
Okay, so if you're, well, first of all, you're locked into an annual contract with each insurer. So Leia Healthcare and Irish Life and Level Health will allow you to make changes mid-year, but you must still remain within their product suite. Mm-hmm. If you're with VHI, I'm afraid you are locked in until the next renewal. Now, the only thing I would say is that that might be such a bad thing. If their renewal is August, they still haven't been hit by the VHI increase from last October and from March. Whereas if they move now, they get hit by all those increases. So I would suggest that them stay where they are for now because they pretty much have to. But a month beforehand, they should then look to make those changes. And by the way, they can move young adults immediately onto their own policies, no break in cover whatsoever. But they just need to forget about it for another few months. But definitely within a month of that renewal, they need to look at that.
Okay, what's the best plan for a family with four children? The children are aged between 16 and 7.
Okay, so there's two, well, there's a number of good deals. The two best deals right now, they have to look at Leia Healthcare. Leia have a deal right now where you pay for the eldest child under 18. I would suggest they check out maybe Inspire Plus, 380 euro. And then for the other three children under 18, they are free. And the plan is Flex 125 Explore. So you can split your cover. So really all they need to do is decide what they want to do for the parents, maybe Access Health or Inspire Health for mom and dad. Definitely Inspire Plus for the eldest. Definitely Flex 125 Explore for the youngest. Now, anybody listening again, maybe who has young children under the age of three, yes, Leia have that deal, but Level Health are the only insurance company, I think on most of their plans, all kids under three are free of charge. Mm-hmm. So once again, it can make sense. I often will put, you know, maybe one parent will say with one insurance company, move the other parent and the family to one of the providers that's giving the best deal. But here's the terrible thing. Let's take Leia members right now who maybe have, you know, lots of children under 18. You won't necessarily be offered these deals. So you actually have to phone up and ask them, do you have deals? And then they will absolutely tell you what the deals are.
You have to be proactive.
If you sit back and wait for the insurance company to hand this to you in a plate, that's not going to happen. You'll end up overpaying.
Well, you have a good overview of the market. Like, are we anywhere close to a tipping point, Dermot, where people will leave altogether, stop paying for their health insurance, and the companies then have to drop their prices to keep people?
Well, so we are getting close to that. And we may even be there already, but we don't know. The data that we get from the health insurance authority is always about 6 months behind. So what's going to happen now, and we're already getting this sentiment from people, young people thinking of joining will hear about all these ongoing increases. We're already seeing them deferring the decision, especially if they're well under 35. We're also seeing now lots of older members who need full cover for hips, knees and shoulders. They now have to take on those shortfalls. And by the way, and I'm, you know, more doom and gloom, there's another thing that Leia members need to watch out for, as well as the increases on 30 odd plans that Leia have. they are increasing the shortfall for hips, knees and shoulders from 20% to 40%. And that's coming from the 1st of April as well. So you will, be, in effect, on many plans, be paying more for less cover. 70% of all people now have those shortfalls on their plans. So what's going to happen, and we can see it already, some people, everybody's now looking to downgrade to make it more affordable. The people who have already done that and have, you know, used all the tactics that we've covered many times previously, their now dilemma is, do they take people off the policy or do they cancel completely? And that's definitely going to happen. We saw this 10 years ago when rates started increasing like this. And now, Claire, here's what happens. If that happens, it's always the younger members who exit the system. 300,000 left 11, 12 years ago. And then what happens is you have a smaller claims pool, higher claims, more increases. And you get that never-ending cycle. Now, we're not there just yet, but I will say now, one maybe on a slightly positive note, no positives from Dermot Good this morning, but on a slightly positive note, the insurance companies know affordability is a huge challenge. So now they're launching a whole range of new plans to hit those price points that consumers are asking them for. So if you don't engage, you're going to miss that. But so there are still deals there, but it is, even I'm finding it more difficult now to see exactly what is the pathway for clients to give them similar cover at a lower premium.
Yeah, but you have to be careful. Don't buy a policy that doesn't give you the cover that you need. That's essential. You were talking about those very basic plans earlier, which you judge to be close enough to useless, right?
Right now, in terms of what health insurance is about, access, choice, they don't give you that. But look, the one thing I'd say to anybody shopping around, and yes, please engage with the insurance companies, but the most important thing is when they offer you a plan and the price sounds amazing, that means there's definitely gaps and benefits. You need to, must get them, explain exactly what those differences are. And then if you're happy, perfect.
Okay, a really quick one to finish. I'm 70, my wife is 60. We're with Leia Health Precision 300 plan. We're both fairly healthy, but we may need new hips or knees in the future. They're paying €3,200 a year. Is there anything better for them?
Okay, so now here's the thing. The Precision 300 Create is now, that plan is now $1,690. And then there's another plan which is being retired from the market. So they need to be very, very careful. On the Precision scheme, are they overspending, Claire? They're not overspending. They do have full cover, believe it or not, for hips, knees and shoulders. The only thing I don't like about that plan is it doesn't cover all the hospitals. There's hospitals missing from that plan. Always where a hospital's missing. If they're happy with the plan and it's worked for them, they're not a million miles off the mark. But Leia are retiring one of those plans. I'm just not too sure which one it is. From the 1st of April, one of those plans will be gone. They may have to shop around. One last thing to say to anybody, even for people like that, where maybe the suggestion is they stay as they are, phone your insurance company and simply tell them, any changes to my benefits?
Yes, and tell them how much you have to spend and you've got no more, not a shilling more, and see what they can find for you.
Absolutely.
Dermot, thank you so much.
My pleasure. You're
brilliant how you can answer those questions. Thanks for coming in. Dermot Good there from healthinsuranceireland.ie.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.